Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Just a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Once upon a time, we were three very different wrestling fans.
And beautiful partners in crime, Lady B, Teary, and Binky. How are you girls doing today?
Good.
Great today.
What's up, my people?
Yes. Hey, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, and share this with all your amazing friends. This is Women's History Month. This is the place you want to be today. Join us with us beautiful, amazing girls here. Don't forget to check out our link tree, guys. Like, this is important. This is where all you can find everything related to our podcast, all our, where you can find us, where you can see us, where you can find everything. That is where you'll find us, is on our link tree store. So check us out there. Also, don't forget to check out our amazing sponsors, guys. W Energy. The best energy drink company out there. Use the coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 10% off your coupon code OTTRMOB and W. And then next, check out our another amazing sponsor at Dream Alive University. Use the coupon code OTTRMOB, save 15% off at dreamalive.store. Some beautiful merch there. And then last but not least, check out the amazing GetsALace.com. The coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 25% off at GetsALace.com. So, want to get into the first topic?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, don't forget to also check out our merch. Check out our amazing merch at bonfire.com. I mean, look at this. I've got some amazing tees, sweaters, hoodies. Support your amazing girls and check us out at bonfire.com/store/off-the-top-rope. So, ready to get into this show right off the bat?
Yes.
Confronting Shida and saying, you know, that you know, basically saying that she has no competition left in ROH, so she's looking for competitors left in the ROH division. And so what are you guys' thoughts on that? Do you think that that's the end of the road for Athena in ROH, and that she's going to be main roster bound in AEW soon?
I hope she does. She's been a good competitor so far in her wrestling career anyway, so she should be able to be in the main roster really, really, really soon. That's my thought on it. What about you guys?
I think this is great for Athena because during her run in WWE as Amber Moon, she can really bring it in the ring with her signature move, which is the Eclipse, and with her selling, very excellent. And she could just really bring a lot to the table in AEW, so I'm really happy for Athena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with Alyssa. I feel like, obviously,
when you go from a company like WWE and being underappreciated in WWE, I just hope that, you know, has a chance to have, because we all know what she's capable of. We all know what she can do in the ring. So, yeah, that's my take on it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a, there's not, there's, I don't think there's really much of anything left for her to do in ROH. I mean, she's went through the entire women's division down there in ROH and everything, and I think it's about time that, you know, they call her up to the main roster, because, I mean, who else can she go through without, bearing the rest of the women's division down there? She's went through every single person on that roster and beat them all. So, I mean, maybe she needs a new challenge up on the main roster. That division's loaded on the main roster. I think she could fit in perfectly up there. I mean,
if she goes into the main roster,
she's not
roster,
doing much then, in the main roster, and she's done everything she could on the main roster. So,
if she goes on the main roster, then I could definitely see her, you know, challenging different other female wrestlers like Willow, Julia Hart, Mercedes Moné, who else? All the good ones that are in the main roster. So I could definitely see her, you know, taking on all the, you know, heavy hitters on that one. But
I mean, yeah, no. And the thing, she's like 40, almost 50-0 on the main roster. There's no one else left there.
Yeah. I like her. I can actually see her to being the future champion. At some point.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
you go ahead, Char.
At some point, I mean.
Char?
I mean, I think a lot of us just have a bit of divided opinions on it. Like, it's just a bit of a tricky situation. Well, yeah. Not a tricky situation per se, but it's just difficult to kind of really just really touch upon it fully, because we haven't been able to see, well, in my opinion, I don't think I've ever really gotten to see Athena reach the full potential that we all know she's capable of. Like Alyssa said, we've seen how she moves in the ring. She's amazing. Like, I'm surprised she even got released in the first place. I think maybe it's got to do with star quality. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can be talented, but do you really deserve to be in these quote unquote high places?
The lack of level of competition.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen her work and prior companies like, you know, WWE and stuff like that. So I don't know. Why not? Why not? She should be in the main roster anyway. She should have been in the main roster a long time ago. She's done so well.
That's for sure. I mean, you want to build the ROH. She'd
be half of everybody.
You want to build the She's pretty much beat everyone in ROH. There's nobody left in there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, what do you expect to happen? Like,
exactly. So what are they waiting? What are they waiting on now?
There's like nobody else for her to go. There's nobody else for her to go through. She even said that herself. She said herself that, you know, she's went through everyone in ROH. There's nobody left for her to go through. So it's like, if that's a point on, give her some competition there. I mean, yeah, technical difficulties today, but
exactly. So that's why I say when she gets to the main roster, her main competition is definitely, I'm gonna be honest with you, her main competition is definitely going to be Mercedes.
That's what I'm saying. That's
why I can really see that. I agree with
you. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean,
just saying, realistically speaking, guys, let's just be so honest, like, with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Athena is very, very, very talented. I'm, at the end of the day, it's women's month.
We've
dedicated this episode for the month of women, but quite frankly,
yes,
I don't think I could care less.
Exactly.
You no more. Get right.
And I feel bad. I feel bad.
Don't say it again, because I'm on edge.
I feel bad for saying this, but it's just.
And then, sir, you try.
Have we realized that women, when it comes to women in wrestling, talent isn't enough.
True.
You can't say the same for men. The men can be so talentless and they will still have a belt around their waist. You can't say the same for women. So if she is AEW, yeah,
absolutely.
Congratulations to her. At the end of the day, you're still making a lot of money. But it's also about fulfillment. Is she gonna be happy?
Oh, for real, right?
Better to stay in,
this
in...
is a nuclear strike, Michael Cabo.
I don't know, man. I sound like a hater right now, but I'm just...
No. Why? I can never.
Better.
Cause like, look on the bright side. Cause like, you gotta understand the reason why when I say Athena. Biggest competition is definitely going to be Mercedes, because you got to look on the bright side. They work together in WWE. Mm. I'm pretty sure they fought in WWE. So
that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
If they did, it's been years.
That's in the past. This the future. So you know, anything can happen.
They're all in the way in the past. Yeah.
Yeah, no, anything can happen. So.
Yeah.
All I know is that I just hope her well and hope she gets into the main roster.
When you go through everyone in a division, maybe you're getting a little bit stale.
Well, I just hope she gets into the main roster. I know, right? Yeah, this
is the first time that I've seen her wrestle. As for Athena, I had no idea that she was in the Ring of Honor. I thought she was already on the main roster. Like, literally. She should be on the main roster, though.
Right.
Because, I don't think anyone... She's mostly been on ROH. Mm.
Yeah, like, Terry just pointed out...
I think she said maybe... Did she... She might have had maybe one or two matches on the main roster since then, but mostly ROH stuff.
Yeah, because, like...
I think, one of her last matches on the main roster was for Forbidden Door, but that was it, but...
Yes, Alyssa, you were saying.
So what Terry was pointing out is that, like, as for talent in the women's division, it's not enough in... You know, according to society, like, it's not just talents that the women has to work hard for, but it's also charisma. And Athena has a lot of charisma. And Mercedes is the only
definitely does.
That I see that's a threat to her, and that's her only competition.
So are you guys saying if Mercedes wasn't all elite, then we'd be a bit more enthusiastic about Athena coming to AEW? Is that all?
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
No, I wasn't, like, I didn't really, like, say it like that, but I know there's, like, others that Athena can go against, Chris Statliner, Willow Nightingale, Sky Blue, Julie Hart, Britt Baker,
Julia,
Jamie Hayter, Toni Storm, Mariah May. The list goes on and on.
Mariah May.
I'm sorry that I named Mercedes Renee, but I was like, in my head, I'm thinking maybe Mercedes will be like the only one that I see Athena having like a feud with, like,
yeah,
like of a build up feud, because they have history together.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was saying.
Go back to the WWE days.
Yep.
They do have history, so.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was saying, too. Like, they got history, and look on the bright side, they can be the next rival with each other. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they could see they're kind of like that Becky and Charlotte.
Saying,
yeah,
they never teamed.
Yeah,
relationship.
Yeah,
you know, sure they're in ring soulmates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But like, Banana said at the bottom, they never wrestled together. They never faced each other. They teamed together a couple times, but they never wrestled each other at all in WWE. So
that's the first time
ever matchup one on one in ring. So like Athena.
Oh, you said Lady B looked like Athena. That's funny.
Oh my what? Gosh.
We were that said Athena never won. Because who was that? To whoever saying that Athena never went against Sasha Banks, that's a lie. They had a couple of runs on Raw. It might not have been pay-per-view, but they had a couple of runs on Raw. Some were like Sasha and Bayley against Ember and I think the Riot Squad, but...
Yeah. I remember the Riot Squad.
They did have face-off. They 100% did have face-off.
Yeah.
Might
they
not have been...
teamed up against Ben.
They did have faith.
Oh yeah, I remember the Riot Squad days. The Riot Squad was my favorite. I ain't gonna lie, they was definitely dominant in the WWE. In my opinion, I don't know about y'all, but in my opinion, they were.
Oh my gosh! And now they're all doing their own things in different companies. Yes. I mean, Valhalla.
Isn't
Athena said it in an interview that she never wrestled one on one with Mercedes.
Is it one of the Riot Squad members in AEW?
There was a triple threat on Raw. I just said there was triple threats and there was tag team. They were always against each other.
Sarah Logan is Valhalla and Liv is
I don't know where they teamed up, but they have had face offs in the ring. That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely would like to see, you know, Dina face off with a whole bunch of these women in AEW. But I'd definitely give her a bigger boost up.
Oh yeah.
And in the wrestling.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially on the main roster.
Oh yeah. It's called.
But it's going to be interesting to see that mashup on the main roster. But because, like I've been saying, there's nothing else left for her to do down in ROH right now. So, I mean,
yeah.
Let's see what she can do on the main roster. So hopefully, she doesn't get overshadowed by half the talent they have up there, especially with Mercedes just coming in. So, I mean, cross our fingers. But only time is going to tell again, right?
I do see Athena winning the TBS championship. So, mm-hmm. you know, after Mercedes have a reign,
definitely.
Then I see Athena taking the title from her.
Yeah.
And then would defend it.
That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I see that happening.
That would be so interesting, especially see that feud in. Yeah.
I don't know why this came in my head, but this is a thought. This is just really a thought in my head. You know how my brain works sometimes. But I was thinking, like, what if Athena made her debut in Dynamite, and you know she came across Monet? That would be sick. I don't know. Just a thought. Just hear me out. That's all I'm saying. What if she did? You know, he made her debut in Dynamite. And, you know, she came across Athena. I mean, not Athena. Mercedes Monet. That would be sick.
Didn't she already debut on Dynamite?
Yeah,
I think she did quite a while ago, but it's been quite a while. I mean, but yeah. I'm pretty sure she did debut on Dynamite to face Jade. Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't watch no other AEW.
Did she have a match?
I'm not sure.
Match against Jade.
Did she have a match with who?
Against Jade.
Yeah, that's what you said. That she debuted on a Dynamite to face Jade.
Now I remember.
Oh, okay.
Technically, it'd be a reintroduction to her on the main roster. Yeah, so she'd just be reintroduced. Everyone that would see her on TV, ROH, it would just be a reintroduction around the main roster. June 1st, 2023 is when she debuted on Dynamite, so it's been over a year. Okay. Almost a year.
Well, she could possibly come back, you know, for another Dynamite, you know, for another Dynamite.
It hasn't been on TV debut. In a little quote. Almost 2 years.
2 years, dang.
But yeah. Okay. It's going to be interesting to see what direction they want to go with her on the main roster. Athena lost to Jade, which seriously pissed me off at the time. Oh. I mean, same here, because she was being built up hot and everything, but you know, they were trying to build Jade up to be that big superstar and everything on the main roster, so with that huge undefeated streak, so it was like, it was inevitable that everyone that was facing Jade was going to get put to the wayside for Jade, so...
Never again.
Yeah. But I'm intrigued because we already got like kind of like a, you know, because we were talking about like with Athena coming up. I mean, we've already got a tease of that, you know, what happens if they wanted to turn Willow heel. I mean, she did almost kind of hit with the steel chair to Mercedes on Dynamite. So, I mean, it's interesting to see if they want to go that route, but. Wanting to do that with her, so being an over baby face. You guys want to jump into our next topic?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it. Oh yeah, man. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my topic. I'm sorry. I thought I was going third, but it's okay. So Becky Lynch, she reveals having a no say in squash match at SummerSlam 2021. We all know about her return from a 15-month absence, and then, you know, she replaces Carmella, and Carmella replaced Sasha because at the time Sasha Banks was supposed to go to she was the one that Bianca was supposed to go against. So okay, what is it showing again? I'm sorry. So I lost my train of thought now.
So Bianca was supposed to go against Becky?
Yeah, no, Bianca was supposed to go against Sasha Banks.
Okay.
And Sasha got pulled out of the match, and then that's when Carmella came. And we all thought that Bianca was going to face Carmella, and then, you know, Becky returned and stuff like that. Long story short, Bianca was squashed in 26 seconds. I know social media.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They were upset.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Hi, Albert. Hello. Hey, Albert. So
I was upset through the roof.
I was really upset.
Oh, I think we all were. Like, what? What are you doing, man?
But then again, Becky did not have a say in that. Mm-hmm. And so apparently Becky didn't seem to agree with it. And behind the scenes, Becky was encouraging Vince, like basically convincing him to be like, you know what, give Bianca her moment. Right. And that's what,
yeah,
and that's
exactly
what we saw in WrestleMania 38 in Dallas, Texas in 2022 when Bianca won the Raw's Women's Championship. And it's like, wow, you know, and all this time, this was Vince's idea.
Of course.
For this match, and it's like, it's a slap in the face. I mean, yeah, I'm just, yeah, at for the real. Time, it was a slap in the face at the time, but at the same time, it's like, this was storytelling, because this was a way for Bianca to elevate her career even more, because mm-hmm. I mean, her career was already elevated before Becky returned. Let's be real.
Right.
And
oh, definitely. Yeah.
And just beating her in 26 seconds, that was like, okay, that kind of like elevated Bianca more, because it's like, mm-hmm. like, after Bianca loses the SmackDown Women's title, like, we all thought, okay, is she either gonna like disappear,
yeah,
or is she gonna like turn heel? And mm-hmm. it wasn't the case.
So yeah,
she was still a face, and that's what, like, because of this squash match, whatever happened, it turned Becky heel. And
oh yeah.
You know, and then their build up, their feud just started from there. And you know, just leading up to WrestleMania 38. And you know, and then for Becky to just be like, you know what, have Bianca just chase for the title. You know, just chase for that title. And Bianca.
Oh yeah, definitely. Bianca needs to turn heel on Naomi.
Yeah.
As for Bianca turning heel, I do see Bianca turning heel, but not so soon, because it's like, you have little boys and little girls looking up to her, like.
Okay, so
I just don't see, she has that John Cena.
True, but I mean,
I don't see her turning heel anytime soon. I mean, yes, that will be a little bit refreshing. As a Bianca fan, it will be a little bit refreshing, you know, with her character. But at the same time, it's like, I just don't see her turning heel soon. She will stay a face, but down the line, she will turn heel. But I just don't see her turning on Naomi. Unless someone else turns on Bianca, maybe Jade, when she makes her debut on SmackDown, maybe she'll turn on Bianca, or maybe Naomi will turn on Bianca
next week. But that's next week.
So,
not soon. So how about you guys? How about
I don't know. I feel like
we just came back. Why would you want to turn her heel?
I don't know. I feel like a little disagree on your take, Binky, just a little bit, because it's been a while since, you know, they had, you know, Bianca be this face where, you know, all the young girls look up to her and everything else. I understand that. But when is very soon going to be very soon for her to turn heel? It's been quite some time now that she's been having this baby face. It's time to boost her up to be, you know, heel, to do something different instead of having the same gimmick over and over and over. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like they're just.
And I get where you're coming from, Lady B. I mean, we're getting that sense. We're getting that sense that she might be turning heel soon. I mean, just based off everything we've seen backstage, where she, I get her point in a way that, you know.
I just feel like by her having this
with everything thing, with Bailey, yeah, I get, you know, they kept, you know, attacking her and everything. So I get her point.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting vibe. I'm getting a slight heelish vibes. Like, oh, don't team with her.
Yeah, I just feel like by her having this,
and like whole the baby don't team with Bailey. You know, she screwed us over before. She'll screw us over again.
Yeah, I just feel like by her having this baby face for so long, I just feel like, I don't know. I think it's just time for her to just like do a heel. Do something, you like change up.
Try a heel run, see how it works.
Yeah. Like, I think it's time because she's been.
It could benefit her. I mean, yeah, I get where Binky's coming from, though. I mean, she's a huge role model for the young girls and stuff, but I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe a change in direction would do her well. I mean, we haven't seen what a heel run could do for her. Like, let's just try it.
Like I said.
And see. Especially with Jade coming up next week.
Yeah, I'm actually curious. Yeah.
Especially with Jade coming up next week. But that scares me. Like, her going to SmackDown with Bianca and Naomi and everything. That was my fear from the get-go with Jade. Is like, are we gonna start pushing this Bianca-Jade feud right off the bat? Because I'm like,
either that.
I'm very hesitant against that kind of direction.
Hold on. Either that feud is going to happen, or there's going to be like a rival between either Naomi or Bianca, or it could be Jade or Bianca. Either or, one of them is going to have a feud with Bianca. I know for sure. But
give me the Bianca Naomi feud. The Jade Bianca story is too fresh. Jade hasn't wrestled since like the Rumble, so she's gonna be green stepping in the ring. So like,
Exactly. And for Bianca and Naomi be so close right now, I think there's gonna be a feud between Naomi and Bianca so far. That's what I think. And yeah, so
yeah,
because you know how they're close right now. So it's like, yeah, I think there's gonna be definitely a feud between them. So.
Oh,
I'm gonna see what Jade.
Tiri, what are your thoughts?
What they gonna do with Jade?
Oh yeah,
you muted Tiri.
You're on mute. You're on mute.
I'm sorry, I'm just like just pausing because it's like there's just so much going on. But yeah. As for Becky and Bianca, I'm very happy that Becky just did whatever she did behind the scenes to put Bianca over. And just say, you know, like, I was like, no, to the squash match, because Becky was disappointed just like everyone else. And then Becky just, you know, seeing Bianca, like, just crying afterwards, you know, just after the show, just crying.
And
Bianca's like, okay, Bianca, we expected to lose. She knew that she was going to lose, but the way that she lost was
right.
And then just for Becky to just be like, no, like, I had no say in the squash match. Mm-hmm. And it's just horrible, you know, it's like, you know, for those who get squashed like that, like, just part of the thing. So it's like, it's just really, like, you know, it's really like, okay, you know, we all know what Vince is doing, and we're glad that he's no longer in control.
Right.
And yeah, so.
Goodness.
Yeah,
I realized I was muted this whole time. What I was gonna say was, to be fair, I don't really understand why she gave us that information.
We're all good.
Like, okay, congratulations. He had no say in a match. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Becky, but I don't understand why she gave that information away. I just don't see any relevance, because at the end of the day, you've got two big stars who don't need a title around their waist to be relevant. So for her to come out and just be like, I didn't have to say, how many other people had to say in the way that a match outcome? Look at flipping Cody Rhodes. If he had to say, he would have been champion last year. So whatever, congratulations, you didn't have a say in a match. Wow.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
And like you said, none of them need titles anyways. Like, they're already so established.
That's, yeah.
And so well over a story. It ended up making Bianca look really, really bad, getting squashed in 26 seconds. And it was like, what the hell are you doing with one of your big stars like that? Why are you making her look like a joke on one of your biggest shows of the year, mind you, too, your biggest show of the year, and she looks like a joke, like 26 seconds? What the hell are you doing? She looked like a jobber then. What, like, affect her momentum or anything, but still, like, what the hell are you doing with your star like that?
Right. Oh, that's crazy. But
wait, well, made it look like a joke.
Yeah. But overall, as far as, like, you know, Bianca, I don't know. I have a feeling being healed, I hope it happens soon, but don't let it be too long, because we already been waiting for forever. And about her having this whole baby face again is just, like I said,
for years.
It's just
now the last time she was like somewhat heelish back.
It's long overdue for a heel for her.
And wasn't it like the last time she was heel? Yeah, wasn't the last time she was heelish about, like, get back in her NXT day somewhat? So, yeah, it's, like, way long overdue.
Yeah.
It's been years now. Like, pull the trigger on a heel turn. Like I said, let's see what she can do as a heel. Like, you're never going to know what kind of heel she can be on the main roster unless you pull the trigger. And you already have all the baby faces on your roster and everything. Because she's still getting death threats, and that was a big thing coming back from giving birth. She almost retired. And it wasn't her fault. Like, she had no say in the matter, and you're sending death threats because of a stupid fucking booking decision. Like, what the hell are you guys thinking about? Like,
exactly.
Like, you should know that any creative decisions in that company were coming from Vince anyway. So, and we know how genius his ideas are.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, yay. Last time she was a heel was when she wrestled at WrestleMania 34. Bianca was a heel on NXT. Yeah, that's what I was saying. She was the heel in that NXT. That was like one of the last times she was a heel. So what, you talking about a few years down the road? Yeah, pull the trigger on a heel turn. Everyone's been a heel. Like, everyone's gonna be a heel. Just try and see. Like, if it doesn't work, I mean, you can easily go back to babyface, but like, you're never gonna know what kind of heel gimmick she can have unless you pull the trigger on it right away. But yeah.
That is true. Well, we'll see by next week when Jay comes.
But don't ever book your women to lose in 26 seconds. Yeah. That's going to be
it. I didn't see what direction I'm going to go with that one.
But
that whole 26 seconds pissed me off. I ain't going to lie to you.
I got so frustrated mad. Seeing that she's making an appearance. I'm like, when is she going to wrestle?
Right.
I'm like, I think we all were angry. Like, what the?
Definitely was.
But my whole thoughts on the Jade thing is when are we gonna get her in the ring? That's all I want to know.
Right,
I'm just trying to see the promos, four, five, six months.
Like, the promos were like, okay, we get it. Yeah, she's in SmackDown.
Right. And how many times has she been in the ring since she signed with them? one?
At the that Rumble? One time in Rumble. That one time How in Rumble. Like, okay. What was the whole point of... What was the whole point doing the whole bunch of promos?
In the ring, or they're not getting in the ring to...
What was the whole point of doing all the promos and then only just having her do that one? That
Meanwhile, and in the ring, like almost every week, getting better in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, Jade hasn't had one match yet. Come on.
Look.
Right. Exactly. Pause.
Unless you're gonna have her do some stuff in the ring beforehand.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll just have to see in some ways, see what they're gonna be doing.
That's the way I feel like. No, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. We're just gonna have to
Definitely.
Wait.
Like.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. I just haven't been engaging like that because.
Wrestle. Yeah.
Nah, you're totally good.
I know this was my topic to care to cover.
Oh, no worries.
Sorry for the hesitation.
No, you're good. You're good. We lifted it up for you. We got you.
Yeah.
We got your back, girl.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Do y'all got any final takes on this topic before we go into break or anything?
Cut the shit. Yeah.
Oh, snap. But yeah. That is crazy. But should we go into break, though?
Yep.
Let's go to commercial.
Make it hot, we spin with them lava sticks, spread dots. Got shot at his 8 from a leg shot. Can't kinda beat him, he already shot. Already shoot before he put the mob. Party over stick, person on the odd. Party caught a hit, swerving on the cop. He tried to run his speed racing, brother got a kick, spin till it lands. He tried to run his speed racing, brother got a kick, shoot with double hand. Cause I kept clicking till I pissed him. Try to run, click the ball, his mans. There's some chumps, all them niggas win. Cause he start to spray, wave like a fan. Dogs be spinning off his head, spinning through the lens, switching up the plan. Yo, bro, fucker, we gon' back through. If we see the cops, they won't stop us from spraying. So, bro, they don't chase him. Like, I boy wrong with his beat, like I act with some aiming. Hollows ain't hit him and ripped through his neck. Watch how that shit rearrange him. I didn't really pop up in the spot. Like, oh, I make it hot. We spin with them llama sticks. Fred Dossie got shot at his head. He ducked from a leg shot. They tryna beat him, he already shot. Already super party with the mob. Party on the stick, person on the odd. Party caught a hit, swerving on the cops. He tryna run his speed racing. Brother got a kick spin till it lands. He tryna run his speed racing.
gather around. Some serious stuff gonna go down. We interrupt to bring you a special Wrestle War 90 update. The cause of the injury to Sting from the cowardly ambush by the Horsemen, the NWA has ordered a World Heavyweight Title defense match for Ric Flair against number one contender Lex Luger. We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
It's pay-per-view excitement for THE. For more information, call your cable company.
Wow, 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 wow.
When you have
nausea,
before the slam, make sure you'll catch the fever.
Fever? Hulk Hogan has a fever.
It's a WWF special of epidemic proportion.
I've been reborn again. It's SummerSlam fever. It's gonna be out of hand.
The Ultimate Warrior and all the WWF superstars will be here.
Don't touch that dog.
When the temperature in the ring reaches the boiling point, you've got the fever. SummerSlam fever, a WWF special on USA. Sunday at 8, 7 Central.
We're back,
and we're back from commercial break. Yay!
Oh yes.
Let's jump into this third topic.
Yes.
Lady B, that's all you.
Yes. All right, now this is my topic. As you know, that you know, we're talking about Raquel. She has been taken off the active roster for now, just because of a particular syndrome that she is going through. Is called the MCAS, which stands for the episode of syndrome of what is it the mass cell of mass cell syndrome. It's basically like a flare in the skin that you go through, and it makes your whole face swells up. And she's been dealing with that for a while, and we know that our prayers are going out to Raquel, and hope that, you know, she gets well in this illness that she is going through, and hope that she comes back into the ring. And, you know, her last debut was back in Elimination Chamber, where you can see that, you know, she's been going through with the condition that she's been going through, because you can see it in her face. But, you know, she killed it in the ring at Elimination Chamber, and I thought she really did well. And
she
what are you guys' thoughts? Yeah, so what are you guys' thoughts about being her taking off the active roster for now?
I feel bad for her, man. Just constantly having to just take take time off is sad. And I at the end of the day, I just hope that she's doing okay mentally.
Right.
Because there's so much mental sacrifice that goes into this sport, that goes into this industry, that goes into that company in particular. And she might not be as star power as she was on NXT, but a lot of people do, you know, love her, do think very fondly and highly of her. So I do feel bad. It's sad, man. Imagine, like, every 20 seconds you're just being told, oh, you can't wrestle because of this. You can't wrestle because of that. Like, it's sad. It's actually genuinely sad. And
oh, you know, that's brutal.
My love goes out for her because crazy.
Yeah, I don't wish that on nobody to have. That is a bad case to have, especially if you're in the industry and you have to fight in the ring, and then also, you know, you're dealing with that. It messes up your mental, because it's like you have to take time off of something that you love, you know. So it's like, I really do feel bad, and I've seen, you know, a couple of clips of her journey. And she's been suffering, and I seen like the flare in her face, her whole body has been high, everything. So it's like, you know, I really hope, you know, there's a cure for that, and I hope that she comes back, most definitely. I hope that she does come back in the roster, in the active roster. So our thoughts and prayers are going out to her. Y'all definitely got any
what are your thoughts, Binky?
Honestly, this really sucks for Raquel, because we see what she can do in the ring. And honestly, I'm not so much of a fan of hers, but at the same time, with her skin issue that's just holding her back from taking her talents even even further, especially on the main roster. I wish her the best of luck, not the best of luck where she's leaving, but you know, whatever she's love she has to like face when it comes to her illness. I hope that she gets well soon and just recover, and hopefully they find a solution, and just for her to just come back to the ring, because it's like, wow, you know. She is one of the big three, which is Bianca, you know, and Rhea, and her. Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, wow, you know, she could have just like, she could have had that.
Oh, absolutely.
She had that bigger, you know, one of those bigger storylines, like just like with Bianca and with Rhea, you know, and she does have that. She does have potential, and she does have that star power.
Yeah,
but it's like, you know, with this skin issue, it's just wow, you know. But I just hope that she gets well soon. That's all.
Most definitely. Well, like I said, our thoughts and prayers are going to Raquel Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Hope that she
I send her my best wishes too.
Yeah. And hope for the best. I hope she does come back, you know, and dominate.
It seems like this condition. But it seems like this condition she has is like one of these types of conditions where it's like it flares up out of nowhere. So it's like sun stop start with her, you know, her in ring. Because once she gets back in ring and the flares stop, then they come back again. And then you have to think, like you were talking about, like mental health wise and stuff like that, how that would be affecting her. Because it's like, you know, body image and everything is huge, especially with women, because, you know, they're like, or like criticizing the way women look and everything. I mean, you think this would have to be affecting her heavily mentally, because I mean, you know, just to be like, oh, my face is getting it, my neck has it, my arms, it's all over my body. I mean, it's got to be challenging, this struggle mentally, you know, knowing. And if I remember correctly, I could be wrong, but wasn't there a story that came out around when she was flying out to the chamber and doing the chamber in Australia, that this bout with this condition started again? So when she was like seeing doctors and stuff like that, when she was over there, you know, make sure she was well enough to compete in ring. But the flare up started again at the chamber. So
I believe so too, because if you really looked at her, she looked like,
if I remember correctly. Up.
If you really, like, if during her entrance out, you can see that it looked like she was flaring up still, or she still had, like, you know, the previous, you know, heels of her, you know, having the previous, flares and stuff like that. So, I don't know if she was still having them, but if you literally looked at when she got eliminated in the elimination chamber and she got out the ring, it looked like she was really hurt, like sore and going through it. So I think it was like starting up.
I bet.
It was starting up to where we couldn't see, but in her face, expression.
Maybe the best thing.
In her face expression.
Maybe the best thing for her right now is like just take some major time off, whether it be a few months or something, you know, just take some major time off to take care of yourself, see if they can, you know, find something to like alleviate these symptoms for a longer period of time. But first and foremost, health comes first and everything. I mean, like as someone who like experiences like skin issues, not to the level of Raquel and everything, I wish her well, because it's not fun. It's a pain in the neck, but, you know, take care of herself first, and then, I mean, once you do that, you can get back in the ring and go back to what you're doing, but it's like, it's easy to see why you're not knowing when one of these flare-ups is going to come up, and then you have to pull off TV again, so, I mean, but wishing her the best and everything. For and I'm not saying speedy recovery because this is gonna take a while to get over. Right. So just wishing her a recovery and hope things go well.
Yeah.
Diagnosis and everything. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, nothing but the best. But other than that, that is the Raquel story on that.
Are
we going
yep.
to our last topic?
Right, yes, then. Y'all
know. Oi, oi, oi.
It's time for me to disturb. If you are already feeling sad, it's about to get even sadder. Welcome to Timmy's Terrible Takes. Was by none other than Jordan, and I kept this one a secret because it's going to hurt some feelings. It is going to hurt some feelings. Bianca Belair does not have WrestleMania streak. You don't believe me? Check out this Jordan. Watch very closely. Bianca Belair does not.
Ow. Wow. No.
WrestleMania streak. We all know how to reach terrible. Oh. I don't care if you have EST merch on. You have to agree. You have to agree. Now I'm gonna give a little bit of context, and I hope you don't remind me doing this. I did have a conversation with him about this. Now, Jordan says that, hey, we should count Bianca's loss at WrestleMania as a loss, because if we count battle royals for everyone, why not her? The Miz was undefeated up until he lost the battle royal, as was others. So technically, mm-hmm. she has a loss at WrestleMania. So, Alyssa, what do you think?
Yeah.
No, you are killing me.
Good.
Good. Sorry, good. Girls.
This is one of the most terrible takes ever on this show.
That's what the name of the topic. That's what the name of the topic is. So. That's what...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't like that laugh. I don't like that. It sounds like she got a lot to say.
I don't either.
Go ahead, Alyssa.
If they're gonna count the battle royals, I do agree. Uh-huh. If they're going to count the battle royals, then okay, technically Bianca did lose. Technically, Bianca is not undefeated. Okay. It's okay, Jordan. It's okay.
There's three things that are put almost in life: death, taxes, and WrestleMania losses.
So I do have to agree. So if they want to like just count, but at the same time, Bianca, she's winning most of her WrestleManias, and she only just lost one. If you want to get technical with it, so.
You see, when we say technically, remove technically from your vocabulary, it's point blank, Bianca Belair.
I agree. Well, I mean,
before I ask what Lady B and what Shaw thinks, right? And I'm going to be an advocate because that's the whole point of Two's Terrible Take. If the same is for everyone, why is it that we're walking around saying Bianca Belair has an undefeated WrestleMania streak. I mean, even the Michael Cole.
For real, right?
And it's just like, boy, you is a commentator. You're supposed to speak accurately. I mean,
you know this stuff? You're supposed to know this stuff. Come on.
You know, so I don't know. Maybe is it because no one really knew who
Bianca Belair was? Well, this will get Pinky fired up.
Yes, I'm fired up. Yes, indeed.
Let me get into what Lady B and Shaw thinks. Guys, what do you think?
So, well,
because Cole's age is showing.
As far as you saying that no one knows that Bianca Belair was going to, like, be, not be, you know, the longest streak winner of, you know, WrestleMania or any other match or whatever.
No.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought she was gonna be the longest one, you know, because she has defeated multiple women in the WWE. Mm-hmm. So it's like to hear this saying that she's not. I wonder. You know what? I wonder who, because I better not be. Please, I beg to differ. It better not be Charlotte.
It's so crazy because if you type in on Google Bianca Belair record at WrestleMania, everyone says 3-0, and it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, so, yeah. I think Michael Cole not knowing. I think by him being a commentator. I think he wants to be like us, the WWE universe. Because you know how he be all amped up, excited, you know, about, you know, seeing these matches and stuff like that. So it's like, I think he just want to be us. I think truly he forgets that he's a commentator. So it's like he knows in the back of his head that he knows that, you know, stuff, the information and stuff like that about, you know, the wrestlers. But he just want to be us and be in the limelight of like, oh my God, I didn't know.
This is a nuclear strike, Michael. Come on.
So that's my take on that.
Like you said, the name dropped her in the Battle Royal. I mean, I'm sorry, Michael Cole, but I mean, facts are facts. You can't just, like, be a member of the WWE Universe and not do your job accurately and state facts and be like, yeah, oh, I'm a fan. Yeah, great, you're a fan. A lot of us are fans, but facts, she lost at WrestleMania.
Mention it,
get over it. I mean, it's happened. You can't ever... You can't erase it from history. It's there for everyone to see. We just saw the footage. It's there for us to see. An L is an L. Like, anybody who... There's only one winner of the Royal Rumble, every single year, right? So that means you have 29 losers every single year. That counts as an L, guys. We can't just diminish it from the history. Like, technically, nothing. No. An L and it's an L. It should be written in the record books as an L. Whenever any of our faves lose, it has to be counted as an L. Biasness aside, anything else aside, it has to be put in the record books as an L. I'm sorry, Lady B. I'm sorry, Binky, but facts are facts. L's are L's, so... She's not undefeated at Mania. I mean, we have to list it as fact. So whether you guys want to deny it or not.
I'm not saying I'm denying it at all. No.
Hold on.
I'm just saying the fact of the matter is that, you know, for us to not know that she's not, you know, the longest streak, it's like, you know, it's a big shocker to the WWE universe. But for to take it out, yeah, of course, take your L. But come back.
I'm gonna go against what I said at the very beginning. I'm not gonna play devil's advocate anymore. I'm on Binky and Lady B side now.
Yes.
Bitch.
Hear me out. I feel, wait. I feel facts and concrete evidence, right? Mm-hmm. Concrete evidence. I showed you the evidence. I even said, don't believe me? Here's the evidence. However, Forbes themselves, and if you don't know what Forbes is, Forbes is a very well-known magazine, business magazine. Forbes themselves has said that Belair is now 3-0. Hold on. In singles matches at WrestleMania. And mm-hmm. What it says here is, hold on. I've lost it. The only thing close, are we listening? The only thing close to a loss on her record was the WrestleMania's Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania 34. However, mm-hmm. Belair is now 3-0 in singles matches mm-hmm. at WrestleMania.
Now
the question becomes, are we talking about singles or are we combining everything? Because if we say, oh, Bianca doesn't have an undefeated streak, we're lying to ourselves, because she does. She has an undefeated single streak. Mm-hmm. We're comprehending the conversation. So y'all can hate me in the comments, and I know it's two is total take.
Emotional, damn it!
And I'm supposed to agree, but now I'm not so sure anymore.
Because I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, like, are they like talking about just only singles match, or are they talking about all in one of everything together? So,
I'm dealing with no. It's never a bad take. And it's not my take. I'm just the face of the take, but it's not my take. I'm simply saying that we need to better phrase the question. I think where we're going wrong, and this is how we fail in life, because we don't listen to the instruction that's being given to us. Instruction says put the nail in hole B and you put it in hole X. That's not no. And then you end up with a slant. But this is not NBA. We're talking about wrestling here, okay? And there are different categories. It's like, if you were to say, for example, let's just say the Undertaker never been broken at WrestleMania, and we say, okay, he has an undefeated streak at WrestleMania, but obviously house shows, the live shows, and other pay-per-views, he does have some losses. Are we going to take away the fact that he has an undefeated streak at WrestleMania? No. That's not the same thing. I mean, the boss has said rewrite Bret Hart winning at WrestleMania 9. I just think if the question was about overall presence at WrestleMania, then yeah, Jordan's terrible take stands. However, we are talking about WrestleMania singles match. I'm not overthinking it. Forbes said it, and it's here in black and white. That she has an undefeated singles match, and the only thing close to a loss is the eight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Overthink. It's my job to overthink everything. No, my word. I mean, I'm reading a chain of other stuff. Because, you know, Bianca's already 3. Okay, this is when I start to say that I smell misogyny and I smell some really sexist individuals in the comments. Do you want to know why I say that? Because, okay, we can't use Forbes because they don't watch it. Okay, fine. Fine, 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 fine. Okay, okay, okay. I put my hand up. I put my hand up. Okay. But let's just, can we just take away the fact that the streak was, that the Undertaker streak was removed, right? Let's just keep it as how it was before Brock Lesnar ruined our lives, okay? Would we say that Undertaker is not undefeated because he's been beaten on Raw, or he's been beaten on SmackDown a couple of times, or he lost this match at Hell in a Cell, or at SummerSlam, or at Payback, or at Armageddon? Would we say that? No. But because it's a woman, you guys have a problem.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, guys, but I agree with the boss here. It's a fucking cop-out when you sit there and you sit and pretend that a loss in a battle royal does not mean as much as a loss in a singles match. I'm sorry, but no. Who cares if her undefeated record is in singles? Listen, a battle royal is all singles competition anyway, so you can't sit there and say, well, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. It's not an L, technically, because it's like a multi-person match. No, it counts as a singles loss. It counts in your singles record. It doesn't count as a tag match. It doesn't count as a trios or a multi-man. It counts as a singles match on your record. So, no. An L is an L is an L. So, she's going to have to take it as an L at WrestleMania. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to disagree with all three of you. Even if I'm a lone wolf on an island by myself right now, she lost.
Look how many singles matches she had.
Take the L and run with it. Bye.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, so let's get technical. So get technical. Including the
exactly taking out like a woman, girls. Come on.
Okay. Whoa. Hold on.
Blame Binky. Blame Binky.
Emotional. Damn it.
I somewhat agree with Char when it comes to the loss, but like Terry said, when it comes to the single matches, she's 3-0. So when they think of singles matches, she's undefeated. But if you want to just like count all the matches together, including the battle royal, she's 3-1. But wasn't she on NXT when she lost in the battle royal?
Yes. Plus, that's not how streaks work, because you build a streak, right?
It's not. A battle royal is not different than a singles match. It counts as a singles win-loss record, so.
She wasn't on the main roster when she lost.
And you know what, Alyssa?
But they wasn't Pacific when they said. When
pre-show, too.
They wasn't Pacific or when they said which streak that she, what her streak is. It can be either or.
I've got an argument to fire all these individuals in the chat plus Shah as well, to literally fire your asses. Now, when was the Battle Royal? WrestleMania 34, right? In which she was 1-0 down. Okay. And then when she came for WrestleMania 37, WrestleMania 38, WrestleMania 39. That is now a developed streak.
Yep.
If, for example, she started at WrestleMania 34, 1, 35, 1, 36, 1, and then 37 lost, that's when we can say she does not have an undefeated streak. But in this case, it's the other way around. She lost 1, and then the streak started. It restarted.
Right.
The wins were consecutive, back to back, afterwards. So,
right.
No, I'm not saying we have to constitute a win even if they lose. She lost at WrestleMania 34, right? And then she came back to WrestleMania 37, and developed a new streak. There was no streak to begin with, because she did WrestleMania 34 and then she skipped 35 and 36. So how does that constitute a streak? A streak is consecutive. A streak is one after the other. Let's even Google the definition of
it. No, I was boss man here. So do we have to constitute a win even if they lose? No, because technically you watch any battle royal that somebody loses a match in and they lose a match, that constitutes as an L in their win-loss record. You can't constitute and say, well, technically, no.
A streak is
you can't just constitute. You cannot constitute it regardless. If you lose a singles match, regardless whether it's like a battle royal, a ladder match, you know, anything of the sort, even like a Royal Rumble kind of match, you lose in it. It technically counts as an L. You don't win the match. There's only one winner. So
guys, a streak is a consecutive series.
She lost at WrestleMania 34, lost 37-39. She won. She would be 3-1. Exactly. Jordan's right there. So,
technically, when she lost at WrestleMania 34, she wasn't on the main roster. Plus, it wasn't a singles match. So technically, she's not. She's undefeated because when WrestleMania 37 came. She won the 38. She won the 39. She won because she was in a singles match. Not only a singles match, but a singles title match.
Yeah.
So technically, she is undefeated.
Guys,
but technically, no, because that makes whether she was main roster bound or not in that WrestleMania match or not. This was a main roster match, regardless. This wasn't an NXT pay-per-view. This wasn't any other show. This was a main roster match. So technically, it counts as a loss on the main roster, regardless. Whether she was on the main roster or not, an L, like Jordan's saying here, an L is an L. I mean, whether she was on the main roster bound or not, doesn't really make a difference that she was on the main roster for this one pay-per-view. It counts as an L regardless, so.
That show, that Battle Royal was a kickoff, and who actually watches the kickoff?
It was a pre-show.
Who actually
watches doesn't matter. It counts as a match on the main roster, guys.
I watch the pre-show sometimes, and sometimes the pre-show be better.
I watch plenty of pre-show matches on different pay-per-views as well, and it still counts as an L on your win-loss record, regardless of whether you're not. Boxing the same way it works too. MMA, it all works the same way, guys.
All I'm saying is, yes, sometimes I do watch the pre-show, but who was watching WrestleMania 34 pre-show? So
I was. I might be on a ship all by myself
on this one, but I'm standing my ground on this one. She lost. I don't care if she was main roster bound. I don't care what the heck it was.
She lost the match.
She got knocked off the apron. She got eliminated. She lost the match. So, regardless, I'm standing by what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if you wrestled in the pre-show to Roman Reigns. Match, main event, it's an L if you lose.
But that's a match, though.
Agreed.
That's a match, though.
Hold on. Before you chime in, right?
No special rule on losses and wins unless technically cheating and or coercion. Exactly.
Hold on.
But if you want to get technical with it, okay, technically including the battle royal, okay, she lost. But when it comes to single matches, she's undefeated.
But
a battle royal, it counts as a singles record. Like, guys, I think you're disconnected. In fact, tag team matches, 2-on-2. Trios matches, 6-man tags, 3-on-3. A battle royal is technically considered a singles match. It's all individual talent. So regardless of what you want to do. So y'all want to break down our matches in sections? That's not the way it works.
Hold on.
Actually, a singles match is 1-on-1.
A battle royal is technically a 1-on-1 kind of match too, guys. You guys don't know that.
Sure, and everyone else in the comments.
It's a singles match. It's just you and your opponent, not you and the opponent, and then 10 seconds, then another opponent, then another opponent, then another opponent, then another opponent.
Okay,
Here's my thing.
Who here uses Snapchat? Anyone here use Snapchat?
I do.
Use Snapchat?
Well, they do count, Christy. They count as a Royal Rumble, everyone for themselves. Elimination Chamber. Oh. That counts as a singles match too, guys. Elimination Chambers, Royal Rumbles, like anything of the sort. Those all count as individual singles one-on-one matches. So
1 second, just hold off of reading the comment for just 1 second. We all have an idea of Snapchat streaks, right? How you send pictures every day and a little number comes up next to their name. When you lose that streak, let's say there was a 365-day streak, and you now have to start again. The next day, does it say 366 or does it say one?
One.
Exactly. There we go. So, here's my thing. She has an undefeated streak. Good night. It was nice talking to you.
She's not undefeated. Literally, so, one. Technically. like I said, I'll be alone on this one. I don't care. I know I'm in the right here. It doesn't matter. It's still a singles. Technically, it's still a singles loss. So, I mean. So, if Bianca loses that six-woman tag this year, if they do it, would she be undefeated?
Yes.
No. When you see Rhea Ripley defeated Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, and Raquel Rodriguez, what do you see? I see an L in a singles match, technically. If it counts as an L, regardless.
If we do that now, people are just going to have countless of losses next to their names.
And it counts as an L, regardless.
And absolutely no one is going to have a winning streak. Mm-hmm. No one. Absolutely no one, which is why I'm saying the English dictionary, the British English dictionary, that says a streak is a consecutive number of series back to back, back to back, back to back. She lost.
Meaning when you read the result, how do you see the technical saying on who lost? Exactly. I would see Rhea Ripley defeats Bianca, Liv. So-and-so. It counts as she beat all these people. They all lost. Exactly. She beat every single one. That's the way their records would say it. Go look up on a cage match. Go look up on any of those things. When you see like a Royal Rumble match, what does it say? So-and-so won the match. And it says so-and-so beat blank, 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 blank. They all lost the match. None of them won except for the person that actually won the match. So it counts as an L. Girls, it's an L. Regardless.
I don't count the before the main roster.
Agreed, Jordan. It counts as an L because you get that WrestleMania payday for being on the match card. Exactly.
Alyssa.
Terry got cooked by the comments.
No.
Boss Man's right. How do you girls read it?
Hold on.
When you see so-and-so beat somebody, what do you see? It says the one person wins by defeating blank, 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 blank. When you see Rhea Ripley defeat Liv Morgan, Bianca, Becky, and Raquel, what do you see? I see Rhea Ripley won the match by defeating every single one of these people, regardless of who she pinned in the match or not. All of those other people that are in that match still got the L. So.
Okay. Doesn't
matter if Liv got pinned. Doesn't matter if Bianca got pinned. Doesn't matter if Becky got pinned. Doesn't matter if Raquel got pinned. It means every single person in that match gets an L in their record book.
Okay.
Go look at it up. You think I'm joking? Go look at their win-loss records. It's going to count as an L regardless of what you guys think.
Hold on, but at the end of the day, hold on. Let me just kind of humble you a little bit. At the end of the day, Terry didn't get roasted or L by the comments. Who's in the panel? It's me, you, Shar, and Binky, and Terry. So it's 3-1. So what's that tell you?
I don't care if it's 3-1. In this case, the one person, that's me right now, I'm the one that's going to win this battle here because technically I'm the one that's got the right point here, the right valid point. It doesn't matter, like he said, when you see Rhea Ripley defeats them all, it counts as an L for every single person. It counts as an L. So, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. It's actually not. But
see?
Okay. The Kabuki Warriors defeated Lee Ray.
The Kabuki Warriors defeated LeRae and Hartwell. See?
Tag team.
Okay. Women's Chamber. Becky Lynch won the Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Let Terry finish.
She won the match. Look at this. eliminations. Oh, it shows you the eliminations. And it shows you, it says, Becky won the chamber match. Becky won the chamber. Everyone was eliminated. Becky won the match.
Let her finish. This is Terry's take, but let Terry finish.
This is when I say you guys.
Silence. I'm with the boss man here. Silence. Everything else is inaccurate. I see is at the bottom result. Becky Lynch won the chamber match. Doesn't matter. It counts as an L in the record book.
Wait. We're getting a bit too heated, yeah? Remember when you said who said it? Someone in the comments said TV just got cooked. Now I'm about to fry you like egg.
Please do.
That's what please put that Miller. Please put that comment where you said when Rhea Ripley defeats, put that comment back up. Put it back up now. I'm about to fry each and every one of you in this comment. Put that comment back up. Blackheart, yeah, I really
need exactly.
Come on, Terry.
Not Terry got cooked.
Defeat means you lost, which means you're not undefeated anymore.
When you said when Rhea Ripley defeats and there's like a consecutive list of names, put that back. And then I want that Bleachers report back on the screen as well, because I'm about to. And this is where you made the mistake, guys. This is where you made the mistake. Now, Off the Top Rope Network said when Rhea Ripley defeats so-and-so, it comes up saying their full name. Can you just scroll down to where it says results, please? Where it says results, go down to results. It says Becky Lynch. No. It says Becky Lynch won the Women's Elimination Chamber match. It doesn't say Becky Lynch went on to defeat.
That's a cop out answer. That is such a cop out. She won the match. Doesn't matter. It counts as an L for every single one of them.
I'm not done. Hold on. Here, when you see that, hold on. Let me switch off my background because you can't see my phone properly. Right. When you see that so-and-so has won, it says winner of the Royal Rumble. It doesn't say in the comments that Bayley went on to defeat all these 29 women. It doesn't list it.
Exactly.
I'm seeing the Judgment Day defeated New Catch Republic. They are a tag team. Of course they're going to type out who they beat. You've now put a thing where it's more than one people. Yes, it's one-on-one, but it's more than one people. It's every man for themselves, but it's a collective match. But the result still doesn't say Becky Lynch went on to defeat Bianca and Liv and Raquel and so.
No. I'm on cage match right now, girls. Listen to this. This is for the Elimination Chamber match.
You said
Becky Lynch
defeats
Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan and Naomi and Raquel and Tiffany Stratton. It says she defeated them all. So I'm sorry.
But you talked about singles match the whole time, but you're going into cage matches now.
The article says
exactly.
Scroll back up to the women's chamber, please, and keep your comment there. This comment says company graphics are different from actual writing articles, right? You are looking at eliminations. It says Naomi was eliminated by Stratton. Stratton was eliminated by Morgan. It doesn't say Becky Lynch eliminated Naomi. Becky Lynch eliminated.
Boss, your best bet is to go to cage match and look it up. They show you. Becky Lynch defeats Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan and Naomi and Raquel and Tiffany Stratton. It says it on the website here. She beat everyone. That technically counts as an L. I don't care. It doesn't
You're
say
going
Bianca
against
beats Liv. That counts as a win for Bianca. Oh, Bianca, Liv pins so-and-so. That counts as a pin for them. No, it counts as an L in general for the whole record.
Hold on. You're talking about an L when it comes to a cage match. You're not talking about an L when it comes to a singles match.
No, I'm telling you, on the cage match is a website that lists every single match in wrestling. This says on the website, women's number one contender elimination chamber, Becky Lynch defeats Bianca Belair and Liv and Naomi and Raquel and Tiffany Stratton. It's facts. I'm looking at the screen right now. So unless you guys want to argue with me, go to cage match, look up the Elimination Chamber match, and you're going to see it says Becky defeated Bianca and Liv and Naomi and Raquel and Tiffany. So technically it's saying on here, Becky Lynch defeated every single one. And technically they're not lying. They are telling the truth. It counts as an L for every single person in that match. Besides Becky Lynch, who won the match. I'm sorry, no. That's the way the rules of the whole thing are. It counts
as an L. Why would they do that? WWE don't do that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Look, even here, it says...
That's why you don't believe in every single sources that you read.
Let's point out the number of titles that Charlotte Flair won, okay? They said that she won, like,
14, 15.
But they're not going to include... NXT. So if they're not going to include NXT, the NXT titles, then we're not going to include that Battle Royal at WrestleMania 34. So technically, Bianca is undefeated.
Period.
Alyssa, I have something for you. Hold on.
I'll take.
I just want to say, this is Timmy's terrible takes. You know, I think this has been our most heated take yet. So yeah. Big shout
yes.
Big shout to Jordan. Massive, massive
it's still an L. It's still an L.
You really stirred the pot today, and that's what you and like I said,
I think in this group discussion today, I'm the one that comes out the winner in this whole discussion, but
okay, I didn't. Hell nah.
I'll take the W.
Listen.
An L is still an L no matter what you spin it, it's still an L.
Listen, it's okay.
One L together we get a W.
It's okay. We understand.
Yeah, we're still friends, Albert. We're all good.
We are good friends.
I love these girls like my sisters here. So thank you, Jordan.
like I said, major shout out.
We're not going to take it seriously.
Yeah.
It's a take.
Yeah, regardless of what the argument is and everything, I love these girls like my sisters here. So all these girls are my sisters forever. So no matter what happens, whether we agree or disagree, which is what the show's about, I still love these girls regardless of the fact that I won today's discussion.
This take got me hot, man. This take was on fire. I ain't gonna lie.
This is Terry's terrible take, not Terry's terrible truth. So, you know, still stands. Big shout out to Jordan. Jordan.
You ain't shit.
Oh no.
Oh my word.
Jordan, you did a good job. Jordan, you did a good job on this one.
Let's wrap this up before I decide I don't want to be.
Yes, let's wrap this up, girls. Just.
I swear, don't say it again, because I'm on edge. I
can find you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well. Yeah.
Social media. Well, you can find me on Twitter at LegalFighter11.
Mm-hmm. On social media, you can find me on Twitter. I am QueenBossy20. And on Instagram, you can find me on Hylia_Jaded.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at estdeep606_ and Twitter BinkySprenna6_.
You can find me at Twitter at MoxCrew2021. Yeah, I'm always going to be representing my boy regardless. You can also find me on Instagram at Charlene.Kadia. That's my real name. Don't misuse it. Don't abuse it. And yeah, I won today. Love you guys. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell. Share this with all your friends. This is Women's History Month, like we've all been sharing. As you could tell by our show today, every topic was about women's wrestling, which was our goal this whole month, is to do women's topics. this month to showcase Women's History Month. So don't forget to like, share this with all your friends. Tell them this is the place they want to be and everything. Check our partners in crime, Eric and Christy, out next with the Wrestling Asylum. And then tomorrow night, check out our brothers with Last Week in Wrestling tomorrow night. So peace, love, and until next time, see ya.
Keep agreeing with me, Binky, and Lady B. Shaw does not know what she's talking about.
No, I win. I win.
Oh my God.
I swear, don't say it again, because I'm on edge.
Oh, we're stuck. We're stuck. Guys, make sure you catch the Asylum at 11 p.m. EST, 20 minutes from now. Join our girl Christy and our big bro Eric over on their show, 20 minutes. Make sure you
catch. Sorry, Liz. Char's like, oh, we still
Bye, Albert.
See you later. Bye, Jordan. See you.
It's our time.